Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Friday night, Tech Vibe Radio, but we're not in the house, Audrey. We're in someone else's house tonight.
We are in someone else's house.
So excited to be here tonight. So excited to be here. We are taking our TNT, as we've been doing all summer long.
On the road.
On the road.
To the streets.
Yeah, and we haven't been in the studio together for a while either.
No, we haven't. We've been really on the streets for a while, and we've been traveling. So it's pretty exciting to be here.
It absolutely is.
And so we are exactly where, though, right now? Because I'm terrible about directions and locations.
We are north of Pittsburgh. We're at, is this Cranberry proper?
This is Cranberry Township.
And we are talking to Justin Pippi from All Lines Technology here, where we are hosting the entire show tonight. We're so excited to be here with you tonight, Justin. Thanks for hosting us.
Absolutely. Excited to have you guys.
Well, thanks. So talk a little bit about All Lines and tell us the role that you have.
So again, my name's Justin Pippi. I'm the Director of Sales for All Lines Technology. We're a woman-owned IT solutions provider based out of Pittsburgh. In terms of growth, in the market segment, we've decided to double down on Pittsburgh as our home. Also have satellite offices in Columbus and Cleveland, but Pittsburgh proper, we have two offices. We have about 200 employees focused on IT. Part of that, from a depth perspective, when we're talking about, IT solutions and how we provide those to the market, we have about 55 engineers that's, broken out into pre-sales engineers, solution architects, delivery engineers. I run the sales team. We have 12 field reps and 8 inside reps. So very, very deep, bench supporting our customers here in Western PA in particular.
So as people are listening, what kinds of problems are you solving?
Well, I think some of the challenges with IT today, it's moving so quickly, right? So you talk about, cloud and everything that encompasses. You're talking about a lot of the new solutions and technologies that are popping up in the market. It's very difficult, I think, for our customers to stay focused on that, and all of those trends and how they're applicable to solving technology, issues internally, or creating efficiencies to add, value for their business. I think that's really where we do a good job, identifying and talking about pain points with our customers, roadmaps, what they're trying to accomplish, and then applying our local expertise and educating, them on, the right solutions that are out there in the market.
So will you develop products for them? So if, let's say, they want a mobile app, will you develop?
We have in-house developers, but we don't necessarily do app development.
Okay.
We're what's considered a VAR, value-added reseller.
Right.
So we have a lot of partnerships, top-tier partnerships, that essentially we resell their solutions and products.
Absolutely. Tell us about some of those relationships. I know you're probably working with some of the top tech providers out there. Who are you working with these days?
Yeah, absolutely. Microsoft obviously is a big focus for us. So we have an internal Microsoft team, focused on Office 365. It's very, very hot in the market, as well as SharePoint. And then the development piece is part of that with business intelligence. We also have IT staffing, group.
Oh, okay.
Internally, where we have about 150 of our full-time employees that are staffed,
deployed.
Yep, deployed around a lot of the local companies, supporting them. We also have a cloud and MSP group, so cloud solutions in our managed services practice. where we do a lot of monitoring of networks and remediation mm-hmm. and support, as well as what everyone else is talking about. You know, some of the cloud solutions such as infrastructure as a service right. and backup as a service, desktop as a service, DR as a service. Some of the other manufacturers that we support in that category, you know, would be Hewlett Packard Enterprise, Veeam, you know, VMware,
right.
Nimble Storage, Dell EMC. So pretty well versed.
That's pretty wide.
It's wide, but it's also very strategic.
That is just a ton of activity. I mean, Audrey, we drove past here, and you would never guess. Behind this building.
I know.
All this activity is going on.
So what's your website? So in case anyone just jumped in, we're talking to Justin Pippy of All Lines.
It's www.alllinestech.com.
All one word?
Yep, all one word. A-L-L-L-I-N-E-S-T-E-C-H.
So the growth has been expansive. Has it been any kind of market sector, or has it been across? Is there one market sector that...
I wouldn't say one in particular. We really kind of spread across all verticals. So whether it's retail, manufacturing, you know, K-12, higher ed, healthcare, you know, we're pretty focused on managing our current customer base. And then in terms of net new focus, you know, we kind of verticalize and break that down for our reps.
So Justin, how long have you been with All Lines for?
Been here since 2005.
Wow. So
really?
That's a very, in the tech field, I mean, this is something where usually people kind of, they move around quite a bit because it's a fast-moving
right.
area. For you to be here for this long, obviously, All Lines is doing something right. And it's a great place to work. Tell us about your experience being here.
Yeah, so to your point, it is a great place to work, you know, and that's driven by, you know, the people that we have and the ownership that we have. When I started, we had literally a few people.
Nice. So you've seen this thing really grow to what it is today.
Yeah, it's gone from A to Z pretty quick. But you know, credit to our owners, you know, Rick and Peggy Mulady, kind of creating that family, you know, type culture and
yeah.
atmosphere.
I love hearing that. That's great to hear that there's that family type culture at a high level tech company.
And to your point, you know, we're in probably one of the most, if not the most, competitive, you know, markets out there.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
You know, so that turnover, you know, kind of creates a lot of chaos with our customers. And I think that's one of the other particular value adds that we have for our customers, that, you know, we create that, you know, that constant stability of support, mm-hmm. you know, as IT progresses.
And continuity is so important
yep.
to people's businesses. Without
yeah,
it,
absolutely.
You're nowhere, and you're providing that, like, super
so
rock
you've
solid.
You've expanded overseas as well?
We support some global customers, but we don't have any physical brick and mortar
okay.
presence.
But your capability to support mm-hmm. global, as well as some of the small mom and pop shops.
Yeah, I mean, our customer base is literally, you know, everything from what we'd consider, you know, small and medium, you know, sized companies, all the way up to some of the largest enterprises in the world.
So, what's on the horizon for the next 6 months?
In our world, 6 months is pretty far out there.
How about so, 6 weeks?
Yeah. 6 months is far out.
Well, it's just the
so fast changing.
It's just fast. It
yeah.
moves quickly. You know, so I think our value proposition and the way that we're structured and set up, we can adapt. You know, very very quickly when you kind of look at our value proposition and how we can manage, you know, SMB customers all the way to that large enterprise. So I'm very very excited about the future. We're going to continue to be strategic, you know, with the feedback that we get back from our mm-hmm. customers and what they're looking for and how we can, you know, provide value and, you know, and help them out.
That's great.
It's
so
like,
anyone,
like, yeah.
if you're listening, if you just jumped in, go to
alllinestech.com.
Right.
And check
see
out what
the kind
up to,
of,
yeah.
There's a lot of different things that you're doing, which is really interesting.
You got to take
tech off of many companies' minds.
Yeah.
You know, because it becomes really distracting and burdensome
yep.
instead of being a tool.
Yeah, I think with all of the solutions that are out there, like I said, it's very difficult for customers to keep up with the pace and how those solutions would apply to solving their business challenges
right.
and problems. And that's really where we we come into play and help them out.
Fantastic stuff.
That's awesome.
Why we
Thank
are so
you.
Excited to bring our show to your offices to learn more about what All Lines is up to. We got a great show in front of us.
Yeah.
We have
Thank
Nick
you,
Anthony from Pymeo stopping by, and the one and only Ted Teal from Touchtown stopping
That's
by.
Great.
And we have more folks from All Lines talking about all the great stuff they're doing here. Cannot wait to put a spotlight on this tonight.
This is great.
Too much fun, and we get paid to do this. We love it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This is Jonathan Kirsten.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council 24/7. This is our passion. This is what we do, bringing you shows like this every single Friday night. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night. And it's our Tech Vibe neighborhood tour coming from All Lines Technology right here in Cranberry, Audrey.
Butler County, right?
I think we're just over that line.
Are we over the line of Butler County? I believe we are.
Do we have to show papers in order to get in here, right?
I think we needed our visas. I brought mine.
Just in case. You never know. But we are so pumped to be here. We love taking the show on the road and bring it to where the action's happening. And that is at All Lines. You guys are not messing around here. And we have Alan Striegel. Leads up infrastructure sales here? Did I get that right?
Almost.
What is it? Infrastructure solutions?
Solutions.
Architect.
Right. Yeah, I'm a pre-sale resource.
Okay.
On keeping a technical focus heavier than our salespeople themselves need to be. So I can drill down in topics beyond their expertise so we don't lose track of what needs to be done.
So let's drill down a little bit in terms of backup and storage, right? Because that matters to everyone. And, you know, where your backup is, how you're storing it, you know, what's being compressed, what's being thrown out. And, you know, there's a lot going on in that space that most of us who are running companies just really want someone else to think about it and make sure that they solve it and keep us safe and keep us in compliance with what we need. So let's start. Backup has been done for a long time, right? It's always been done. I can tell you that I actually started in a data room with a big mainframe, and
You tell great stories about those.
We had backup data going. I mean, our backup was, you know, we looked through our cards and made sure that everything was running, and we were so proud of our big machines in the ice cold rooms. But the world has changed, and that was like 1996, 1997.
Not that far.
The world has changed
so
right?
much,
and we still see a lot of business requirements that use tape.
Mm-hmm.
Tape is not
really?
Dead.
Yeah.
I know, it's not banking. It's a big deal in banking, right?
And in fact, a lot of industries still require it.
Mm-hmm.
They're called for to retain information essentially forever.
Right.
Tape is the cheapest long-term storage they can find.
Right.
So we work with a lot of clients who have that mixed environment. They're moving ahead. They're advancing a lot of things. They've moved from physical servers to virtual servers. But the demands in backup have changed along with the business. So the amount of time that we keep something might not have changed very much. But the speed that we need to restore it, the expectations are extremely high. And we don't just speak in terms of backup now. We talk about data availability, as in down to the last couple of seconds.
Right.
I can't afford to stop doing business 24 hours a day.
Down to the last couple of seconds.
It's a different conversation in terms of downtime.
Now you're starting to stress me out.
We have the ability, though, to do continuous data protection.
Okay.
So transaction by transaction.
Literally, wow.
We can still have the resources there that say, if the systems took a hiccup right now, I'd still be okay as of however long I said. You know, if I said 15 minutes or 12 seconds, whatever that gap needed to be. And that's the recovery time objective. You want to go back in time a certain point, past when the damage happened. I lost a file, a system stopped working, my end stopped responding, is the other end still there? We want to be certain that that insurance is standing up and working faster than was ever anticipated in the past.
So your clients are sleeping much better at night knowing that you're watching them.
Absolutely. And not just that we're running those environments for them, but we're helping them to tune it to match their needs. And their needs will continue to change. So there's an evolution as we move from always available systems to diverse individual machines that we carry in our pocket. We want those services in the middle of the night. We want to read that news feed. Well, the companies who are supplying us with that have to have continuous availability of that data. And we want to make sure that none of their clients say, well, I can't get the results I want. Right. I'm moving to another supplier.
Exactly right.
And so who innovates with backup?
There are a couple. Actually, the greatest growth in backup is taking place where people are addressing the high-speed requirement, that virtualized server need. And Veeam, one of our partners, has actually done a tremendous amount of innovation. They're actually the fastest growing supplier in the backup market in the world today. They have a tremendous presence. We've been working with them as a partner since 2010. And they were always the first with easy to use, very powerful products. And they're adding capabilities with every new release. In fact, they typically have one or two minor and major releases in a year's time. They just released their version 9.5, and we anticipate that we'll see Veeam version 10 before the end of this calendar year.
So they're working on it. I'm just reminding our listeners, we're talking to Alan Striegel. He's the Infrastructure Solutions Architect here at All Lines Technology. Great company. You're fascinating me with all this backup. There's so much data in the world, and we got to keep backing it up. It has to be available 24/7 by the second. What gets you fired up to come into work every day and work on fun stuff like this?
Actually, this is it's one of my favorite topics. And the reason that I get excited is because we can carry some expertise and take the burden off of a lot of our clients. They can understand the concepts of retaining, how long they want to keep it. They can tell us how fast they need to be able to recover it.
Okay.
And we can build systems that are tuned to doing exactly that. We don't write backups that need to be recovered immediately onto tape. We write those into solid-state drives or onto spinning disks. So disk-to-disk backup, backup across the network. But one of the concepts that has been real extensive innovation lately has been to extend those backups into the cloud. So now I don't even have to buy new equipment in order to have additional storage capacity that I only pay for as I consume it. So backup in the cloud is a practical possibility. We expect that the internet connection is there in order to make that work.
Make sure that connection's there.
That's another part of what we do. We help our clients to maintain high-speed connectivity.
Right. So end-to-end, you offer them the complete solution to have the connection there, and once you're there, to have the space and to have the right devices lined up to
yes.
keep everything where it needs to be.
And All Lines Technology is a network solutions provider, so we help a lot of our clients define how they get to the speed that they need to be.
Okay.
And how they keep it running that way. We also are ourselves a cloud provider. So we have backup as a service for customers who said, I really need to get my data off-site, but I don't want to buy another data center. I don't want to spend the money to stand up a rack full of gear.
It's pretty expensive to do and time-consuming, complicated.
Well, not only that, but it's scale means that they can be more flexible.
Right.
So they don't have to decide ahead of time how big they'll get. If they acquire another company and suddenly they need three times the amount of backup,
they can focus on their core business at that point. See, it's like a light switch. You guys provide a light switch where it's like you turn it on and it's going to work.
One of the things that was interesting that you said is that, I mean, once there was a time where we looked at backup in sort of one, you know, swift paint stroke, and now it's really thinking through what do you keep, what do you need to back up, what do you need to sort of house without activating right away. Mm-hmm. And those are things as a business owner that very often you sort of fall into that accidentally, particularly if you're a small business owner, because you just don't know, right? Who thinks through how long I'm going to have to keep certain things and what are the compliance issues and what does it mean for protecting individual data?
That's part of our work.
Right.
We help assess what they're ready to do and how they accomplish what they need to get done in backup.
Right. Because most people don't understand that now. They don't understand what the requirements are.
They have a notion that they want the insurance, but mostly they don't have the terminology. So we help them. We supply the background, the language, and the tools to do that.
So how does All Lines, people who are listening right now, work in backup, and what kinds of services might be offered?
We are partners with Veeam software, so we have one of the best and most innovative providers in the software market. We're also a partner with HP Enterprise. HPE makes a lot of the servers that are the basis for the backup systems, but they also provide appliances that can be a target. Where do you want to put your local backup? You don't want to put it back on the system it came off of. You put it onto something specialized for that. So we help to align the resources, find the right level of products that they have to have and match the customer's business needs with the price that, that works for them.
So that was great. Thank
Fantastic stuff, Alan Spiegel,
infrastructure solution architect
at
All Lines. And any questions about All Lines, go to alllines.com.
Alllinestech.com.
Alllinestech.com.
Yeah. Good stuff. So happy to be here doing
TNT.
We got more coming from All Lines after this quick break. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council, bringing you Tech Vibe every single Friday night because we just love exploring all the great stuff happening here in Pittsburgh's tech sector. So glad to be here at All Lines. We'll be right back after this quick break. Hang on tight. Audrey can't stop laughing. I can't stop laughing. We have a great time.
I've seen too much of you for the last week.
I think that's what it is. We just came back from a trip from Iceland, and let's just say.
I'm heading to Iceland in August.
We just came back.
We just came back.
What was out there?
Iceland.
There was not much ice. I was expecting more ice.
Really?
The marketing is totally wrong.
I've heard Iceland is nice and Greenland is ice.
It's right. Kind of the way it works. Right. Absolutely.
The only thing I know about Iceland is the Mighty Ducks 2 movie with the Iceland hockey team. So,
right.
You know, I doubt you ran into them out there. That's kind of an old movie.
Absolutely. Let's get to business, man. Iceland is great, but what's even better is Pineos.
Nice segue.
Great, cool company. See, I said we're cool there.
Yeah.
Talking about icy subject matters here. So we have Nick Anthony.
You're going on vacation there?
Yeah.
So Nick's going on vacation there, and then Joel Chili with a Chili last name. You should be going to Iceland as well.
I know. You would think that I would have like a second property
the
out there.
Yeah. You have like an estate like right next to the Blue Lagoon or something like that, right?
Yeah, but all that money's now going into baby.
Yeah, new kid in August.
That'll
so,
do it.
No.
So quickly, tell our listeners, what is Pineos?
So Pineos is an embedded systems engineering firm. I've been on the show a couple times.
You're no stranger. Absolutely.
I was early on
right.
In a startup.
You were just getting out. Yeah,
I remember that.
Just out of the box.
Yeah, and so, you know, I fumbled my way through for a couple years.
We all did.
That's what it's about.
So we landed on consulting services in the embedded system space. Because when I was in corporate, I saw what we were paying consultants to come in and do embedded design work. And I had done FPGA design and embedded design, which is pretty much putting software inside devices that, you know, never comes out.
You have to, like, cram it in there and make sure it's all neat and tidy.
Yeah, you got to use all this trash compactor.
Pliers and vices and things like that.
Yeah. So instead of working with megabytes and gigabytes, you're working with kilobytes of space, which is a lot.
Absolutely.
In that realm. So then I started consulting with businesses on implementing embedded systems in their product. Because when you compare a software engineer to a firmware engineer, the life cycle of a software engineer is much more on a daily basis at any company. And a firmware engineer is more, all right, you're going to do this one thing and you're going to get it done and it's going to be good for a long time. It's treated more like hardware.
I gotcha.
And so with tech, you know, you got these device companies that have Bluetooth connected technologies that connect to smartphones. You need a solid piece of firmware running on that thing. You're not going to change that firmware too frequently. You'll change the app frequently,
but not the firmware.
But the functionality that's on the device isn't going to change a whole lot. So these companies don't have a strong need to hire full-time embedded developers.
They got to call in some mercenaries, right?
Exactly. Because so once your firmware guy gets this done, he's going to be sitting there twiddling his thumbs, and you're going to still have to be paying him.
Quick twiddle your thumbs. That's very expensive.
Thumb twiddling. So are you saying you were twiddling your thumbs?
I got paid to twiddle thumbs when I was in corporate. But I mean, they were. You know, when I saw what the checks they were cutting to the consultants coming in, I thought, well, I could twiddle my thumbs less, and you know, make a lot more.
But you also had a big vision about the work that you wanted to do.
Which now that we have revenue coming in, it's becoming more real. So,
right. So
one of the reasons I started working with Joel.
Yeah, why is Joel here today?
Who's Joel?
He's always Nick, and now you're bringing Joel with you.
Yeah. So we have one of the companies I wanted to talk about is Blidley Technologies, who's a very close partner of ours, and has been we've been working with them as a customer.
Is this the near Earth orbit stuff? I like seeing Earth orbit.
Lower Earth orbit. Leo.
Lower. Leo. Okay. Leo.
Think DiCaprio.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And they're doing crazy cool stuff.
Like what?
So, when you look at space, it's been relegated to governments and NASA and all that. It's now opening up to commercial space. You know, when you think commercial space, you think of an industrial space, but I'm talking literally like outer space. So commercial space applications where companies like everybody's familiar with SpaceX, and they're trying to profit off of putting satellites in orbit and all that.
Right. You see a lot of those companies in Pittsburgh.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, so yeah. Well, Leo has been relegated to like universities, college.
That's what I'm saying, universities.
Yeah.
Right.
So they would do it for educational
right.
purposes and launch stuff. Now, what companies are doing is they're using that level of orbit to provide services, telecommunication services mm-hmm. across the globe. And in order for companies to make this profitable, you got to drive cost down. And so Blyly is an 85-year-old company, and they exist in a industry full of dinosaurs that are fat, dumb, and happy. And these companies have done the same thing, the same way for the last 50 to 75 years. And you do things because they work in space. When you're launching hundreds of millions of dollars into orbit, it better work, right?
It better work, or else it gets lost in space.
But to drive the cost out, you got to take some risks. And Blyly is willing to take those risks. And what we're helping them do is drive the cost out of the payloads. So the payloads are what
right.
you put onto the thing, and you launch it up,
right.
and then it goes into orbit. That's the payload. So in order to drive this cost out, you got to start putting software and embedded systems in there to take place of what was previously expensive hardware. Now, the second you stick software in anything, it makes it inherently unreliable. So what we're doing is we're working with them with our expertise in that area to say, all right, here's how you make an unreliable system reliable in outer space.
Wow.
And that's how
that's,
we're helping.
That's exciting.
It's cool.
Absolutely.
That's the word. So who, if people are listening and they're saying, gee, how could I use these guys? Who would be a customer?
Well, a good example would be somebody like Blyly looking to use embedded systems to add intelligence and decrease the cost of their overall hardware systems.
Okay.
Hardware is expensive to upgrade and replicate.
So it could be any kind of hardware that's
mm-hmm.
deployed. Okay.
Yeah. Well, what we've been really good at is making dumb machines or dumb things smart. So adding intelligence, embedded
mm-hmm.
intelligence to systems. And one of the things that we helped do was we had a consumer electronic company who they had this little fun game
mm-hmm.
that they launched an Indiegogo campaign. It's called My Brushies. So it's this little cute little penguin that goes on the edge end of a toothbrush, and there's an app, and it plays a game with kids and tells them, here's how you got to brush the back corners of your teeth, you got to get that, and it lights up and does all kinds of cool stuff. Well, they hired a firm out in China to do all of their embedded systems, and they got stuck in FCC. They couldn't get through FCC certification to sell the product in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
So they reached out and said, hey, we're kind of stuck here.
Can you help us?
Can you help? So we helped them. We worked through their firmware. And
now you got the brushy going on, and kids are brushing their teeth, and they know when they're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
From low Earth orbit to brushing your teeth. This is why, Joel, you're excited to be working
really
with Pymias,
cool.
right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's almost a limitless range of possibilities where these kind of embedded technologies exist.
You get to have way too much fun.
It is.
So
it's a lot of fun.
Are you solving problems on your own, or are you working as a services organization?
We're working as a services organization, but one of the things that we are looking at is incubating technologies internally,
mm-hmm.
which we just filed for intellectual property on an artificially intelligent system in the embedded world that'll have application in vehicles and autonomous vehicles. I mean, super early stage, but cool to think about and talk about right
cool.
now.
Right.
But we're incubating a technology that we want to deploy over the next couple of years.
That's pretty exciting.
But yeah, it's nice. So the services keeps lights on, keeps revenue
right.
coming in the door.
For sure.
It keeps us
right.
able to operate,
yeah.
and we're able to add value to other companies at
right.
the same time,
you
building up our skill sets. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many people are working with you now?
So I have two guys working with me. I have Joel and a guy by the name of Dave Kelly, who has a storied career in engineering systems, specifically in HVAC systems.
Oh.
And he's got a wide network of...
Mm-hmm. Talk about hardware, right?
Yeah. He's an awesome, awesome resource, and he's been knocking down doors to get us business.
So what's it been like for you to build your business in Pittsburgh?
Blessing, curse, and everything in between. You go.
Best of times, the worst of times.
The highest highs and the lowest lows. And,
right.
But you're coming out on top, right?
after you come up from the bottom, and then you go down to the bottom again.
We were just talking about low Earth orbit, for crying out loud. Come on. You're hanging out with Joel all day long.
It's
the highlight of your career.
It is.
So Joel, what do you do with Pymeos? What are you responsible for these days?
Well, it's a couple things here and there with whenever Nick needs somebody to work on a particular project.
Okay.
The newest thing that Nick and I have started and that I'll be sort of spearheading is actually Pymeos Learn. It's going to be a series of YouTube videos to help inspire teenage kids to want to learn about this kind of stuff.
The next generation.
And
I like it.
You know, my background's really in education, and a big thing always on my mind is workforce development, right? So all these amazing technologies are out there and happening, but, you know, the sort of commercial market for these embedded systems and connected devices is enormous. And so it's really teenage kids today who are going to grow to be those engineers, you know.
And how are we going to grow? That's interesting.
How do you grow
that
audience?
What do you think we're going to grow them? You think you're going to grow them academically or through tactically?
So I believe a lot of it really comes down to the fact that if a student is a teenager and has this curiosity about things, you need to foster that curiosity. You need to make them believe that they have this idea. Like, for example, talking about sending satellites in a space in a lower Earth orbit, something that a teenager might think, I want to do that. The number one thing you might tell them is, yes, you can. You really got to give them that encouragement that all things are possible if you really want to work on it. You know, it might not be something you can do tomorrow, but you can do it eventually.
And Joel's a great example of that. So English major by
English
trade.
Yeah.
And what he's helping us work on, specifically with Bliley, who's taken a radical approach to their industry. They're focused on marketing, branding, messaging, an industry that doesn't have any marketing, branding.
Exactly right. Right.
So what Joel's helping us do is do that marketing, branding with them. So a guy with an English background is literally doing data sheets for crystal oscillators.
And you said crystal oscillators, and I'm out. That's so awesome.
So that's what he's helping us do. That's
very cool.
Directly value add to an industry.
Excellent, excellent stuff. How exciting is that? So Pymeos.com, P-I-M-I-O-S, Pymeos.com. Mm-hmm. Learn more about it, because you guys are working on some fantastic stuff.
It's fun.
Really great. Thanks for stopping in.
Way too much fun. We could spend the rest of the show talking about this stuff. But we
have
Ted Teal waiting out there for us for our next segment. So
I was hoping we would go down a rabbit hole talking about Leonardo DiCaprio after my...
Oh, we kept away from that.
I'd love
kept
to talk about
that.
Him anytime you want.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thank you both.
Yeah. Reminding everybody, this is Tech Vibe Radio coming to you from All Lines Technology. So pumped to be here with the Tech Vibe Neighborhood Tour. See all the great things happening here in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. This has been Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
From the Pittsburgh Technology Council. You can learn more about us at pghtech.org. Oh, well, it's Tech Vibe Radio on a Friday night, bringing you the Tech Vibe Neighborhood Tour from All Lines Technology. We saved the best for last. The one, the only.
Oh, right. Yes.
Ted Teal from Touchtown. All these T's, TNT, Touchtown,
TNT,
Ted Teal.
Ted Teal.
Yeah, I love it, man. No.
Yeah, the fourth.
The fourth.
Ted Teal, Touchtown.
That's what it is. It's like T4.
Yeah.
It's like a new action movie coming out this summer.
I know.
So... Touchtown, the website is, as people are listening very often, they want to know.
www.touchtown.us.
Oh, not U-S. T-A-H-N.
Ton. Touchtown.
Touchtown.
Pittsburgh or
something. Okay, so let's talk about Touchtown.
What is Touchtown? Let our listeners know. Give us the
So our mission is to improve the quality of life for seniors when they live in senior living communities. So... We touch about 250,000 seniors every day at 1,200 communities, mostly in the United States, but as far away as New Zealand. And we do that through multiple technologies, because seniors have a wide range of acuity. You can't just have one technology. So, for example, we have interactive apps where you have a tablet, and if you're looking for somebody to play chess with, you can type in chess and see a list of people at the community that play chess, and then communicate with them, send them a chat message, and
so I don't have to see them.
Well, no, you have to see them, but you're arranging it.
You're
so
connecting it up.
So I'm setting up. It's like a meetup.
So yeah, you live in a community with 300 people, 400
people. Got it.
You want to start a bridge club? You type bridge.
Oh.
Or you want to find people that went with you to Carnegie Mellon University. One of the things about senior living is, it's a chance
When you leave your home that you've lived in for 20 years, you know, you have a limited number of friends a lot of times that are nearby. And this way, you can make a whole new set of friends, people that live at your community. Maybe some of those people you've known for years, but other ones you don't know. So we have interactive technology, but not all seniors are interested in doing that, although more and more
they are as technology
days.
Gets
more and
lives,
more have
right.
smartphones, tablets, desktops. But we also have non-interactive technology, like in-room TV channel, which we'll talk about what's happening in the community, who's having a birthday, what are the activities,
oh, okay.
what time, what's for dinner, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And for seniors that may be vision impaired, you could do
awesome.
Voiceover narration. And some people just want things in print, so we have printed calendars, but it's all driven, or digital signs that are in the lobby or in the dining room or in the exercise room, but they're all driven by a cloud-based content manager that's actually patented technology to make it very easy to go in and schedule all these things and decide, do I want that on the interactive app? Do I want that on the in-room TV? And for some of our customers that are larger corporate entities that have multiple locations, you could actually drive content from the corporate offices all the way down to every location. So, for example, let's say you're the CEO of a company that has 100 locations. You can touch all of your employees with a video that you hit a button and it can go into all the employee break rooms. Or you could touch your... all of the residents, like maybe you have 5,000 residents, you can record a holiday, a Thanksgiving message, hit a button, and have it go into all the TVs and all the residents' rooms very efficiently.
And they can decide as the residents when they listen to it.
Sure, a lot of them leave it on all day because
and
you can.
And then it's like news.
Except it's. You know, you can play Pandora, or you can
right.
play some sort of music.
Oh, that's cool.
Through.
So,
yeah.
so
like
your
it.
Market in nursing homes, I mean, the world is your oyster then.
Well, there's about 40,000 of those types of communities in the United States, but that's certainly growing. And with the with seniors these days being more tech literate,
mm-hmm.
and also the next generation of seniors won't have as many people in the younger generations to take care of them. So they need a high-tech, high-touch approach. But even more important than that, when you're a senior, what's really important to you is being independent for as long
right.
as you possibly
absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely, 100%.
You know that paradigm about how the parent becomes the child and the child becomes
right.
the parent? The parent doesn't want to become the child.
Right.
They want to stay the parent
right.
for as long as possible. They like
right.
being the parent.
Right.
They've done it for 60 years.
Right.
So our technology actually helps them stay independent longer, right? So
talk
about they can get information
yep.
at their fingertips if they want it. They don't have to do it that way. They can still call the front desk. But if they're interested, for example, one large senior living provider has standardized on our technology, and the residents, they want to find out how many meals they have left on the meal plan, hit a button.
And you know exactly what's up.
Whatever they want.
I love it. So this is a 17 or 18-year-old company.
Is it?
And it was founded
yeah.
by Jeff Pepper back in the day, which is why it's like the world's
17
oldest
or 18,
startup.
I remember
yeah.
10 years ago.
And then you took over as
2 years ago.
About 2 years ago, right?
So we like to say we're a 19-year-old startup because we have a startup culture, but we have all the advantages of that startup culture where people are energized and we have fun
right.
and we care about each other. But we don't have the disadvantages of the startup, which is needing money.
You have revenue streams coming in. We're a profitable company.
We're a profitable company.
I want to say
we had our best year ever last year.
So awesome to hear that.
Best year ever from a revenue and profit standpoint. Our second best year ever was the year before, right? So not needing to raise money is a huge advantage. But still want that culture because people like.
So it gives you time to surround
and
out
so,
people's cubes, right?
And actually run the company.
Exactly.
Right?
And
right.
so do people
talk to
that
customers.
The people that work for you care about the mission of the product,
absolutely.
Right?
We're very passionate about improving the quality of life
right.
of seniors, right? And so we're passionate about that, but we're also passionate about each other and, you know, creating an environment where we all are working together in a minimum of friction
How do you do that? What's your secret sauce?
Well, there's four things that we, you know, and I've thought about this a lot, but there's four things that we've done over the last 2 years. One of the things is we've enforced certain, or we've stressed certain cultural norms. Like we deal with each other based on mutual trust and respect. And nobody's, starting with me as a CEO, nobody's allowed to be defensive, right? So we accept ideas from other people, and you create that as a cultural norm, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, every CEO thinks that they're open,
right?
But if you get feedback from somebody and you react defensively, they don't come back,
right?
So, you know, the cultural norm of that. The second major initiative is fun. We do a lot of fun
things
together.
I like that. An initiative
based
on,
it's called fun.
Yeah.
For example, once a month we have Beer Thursday, where we stop working at 3 o'clock, and one of the departments is the host, and we drink beer and play games. Right now, sometimes we do it like we turned our whole office into a golf course. A four-hole golf course in honor of the U.S. Open, which was in Oakmont. Or we play trivia games, or sometimes we go bowling or laser tag. And it's just a lot of fun. And so, you know,
creates those connections with your workers.
Yeah, and our management team, you know, we play golf together. We do things together, to bond and have fun. And we laugh all the time at our office. If you walk around, you hear laughter. So that's the second thing. The third thing to build a culture like that is who you hire. So we have a rigorous hiring process focused on hiring people that fit the culture and also have the subject matter expertise or the skill set that you need. But a cultural fit is really important, and so we don't minimize that. And the fourth, which is a tough piece, but it's really true, is there are people that don't fit the culture.
Right.
That, and we have a collaborative culture. So, you know, we've had some people in the past that weren't as collaborative.
Right.
Or, you know, I think the collaboration and the dialogue based on mutual trust and respect and the openness to feedback and the interest in making a better company, all that is really important. So we had some people that were good people that made contributions, but they didn't necessarily fit the culture. And so we let them know, we put them on performance plans, treated them with dignity throughout the process, but they're not there anymore. And I think...
Yeah, it makes a difference.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs believe so much in themselves that they believe by sheer force of will...
Mm-hmm.
They
can make it
get,
happen, right?
They can get somebody to embrace the culture, but it doesn't really work that way.
I know.
Some people want that kind of working environment, and some people don't. So a key part, that fourth part of it, is just as important as the other.
So Ted, it's like we're getting some management advice here. I like this. If people are listening, they should really be absorbing this and realizing, bring some of this to your business.
I'm taking notes.
Well, you can't just, and obviously a lot of it is walking the walk and talking the talk as the CEO, because you know, if people don't believe that, you know, you're there with them, and obviously part of that is being honest and you know, working hard, or, you know, and all of that. But living in accordance with the cultural norms is critical at every position. And if you don't, then it doesn't matter what you say people.
That's great.
Awesome stuff.
Hats off to you.
So Ted Teal.
Thank you.
No,
I'm having a blast.
Ted Teal from Touchtown. T4.
You know, I love my company, and it's really great to have a mission as well.
Isn't it?
Taking care of seniors, or making it easier for them to be as independent and social. The other aspect of it is we're all human beings, we're social, so a lot of our product is to help to make help the seniors make new friends and build their friendships.
Great stuff. So touchtown.us?
touchtown.us.
Go there and check it out. And I'm thanking everybody for tuning into our Tech Vibe neighborhood tour tonight at All Lines. Go to alllinestech.com to learn more about them. For them being so gracious to host us here, have guys like Ted stop by the show and talk about what's
going on. It
was great to see you guys.
Really great.
Please come visit.
Really
great. We had Jonathan there the other day.
I was impressed, man.
It was really great.
I was impressed. Everything
he came back and told everyone.
Come on and visit.
It's great.
We'd love to have you.
I would love that.
Good stuff.
We'll roll out the red carpet for you,
Audrey. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.
It's all good stuff. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back next Friday, actually, with more Tech Vibe from
All Lines Tech. This has been Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org. We love helping companies like Touchtown do what they do. And so much there to learn.
And you do a great job, by the way.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate that. Yeah. We'll end on a high note. Good stuff, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.